Conservatives rally for Bernie Moreno on Election Day, Ohio is ground zero. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 19, 2024. Conservatives rally for Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno on Tuesday as voters head to the polls, warning that Ohio is ground zero in the battle for the future of the GOP. Trump endorsed Bernie Moreno, a businessman, is running in the Ohio Republican primary in hopes of taking Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown's seat. The battle lines have been clearly drawn in the primary, as America First conservatives have rallied around Moreno while the political establishment backs his opponent, State Senator Matt Dolan. On Election Day, Moreno's supporters took to social media, warning all how crucial the race is. Election Day in Ohio is today. The managerial class is trying to resurrect the GOP of the past. It's time to move to the GOP of the future. The Senate GOP primary in Ohio is ground zero in that battle, former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy said. At Bernie Moreno is standing up to the establishment and they're coming at him hard for it. I'm fully behind him. Vote for Bernie Moreno today. Find your polling location here, he added. The disgraced AP admits to lying about Bernie Moreno in an attempt to smear his reputation. The far-left stenographers in the broken mainstream media continue to push desperate defamatory hit pieces against hashtag America First candidates. Republican Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, said. Today is the day, Ohio. Vote Bernie Moreno for U.S. Senate. She exclaimed. Polls are open now in Ohio. Get out there and vote for Donald Trump and Bernie Moreno. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., exclaimed. Ohio MAGA Patriots, get out and vote today for America First Warrior at Bernie Moreno for U.S. Senate. Donald Trump Jr. said as others offered their support. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily on the eve of Election Day, Moreno said it is crucial to rebuild the middle class in America, making it clear that his opponent, Dolan, is not the guy for the job. He's not a full Sherrod Brown, but 80% there. But he'd be a reliable vote for the Democrats on the issues that matter, he said, adding that defeating Dolan in the primary and Brown in the general election are big hurdles. Here's the bottom line, he began. Do we deport all illegal immigrants? The answer is yes for me. You don't give them amnesty. Do we get rid of the Department of Education? Yes for me, he will vote against that. Do we want term limits? I'm a yes. He's a no. Do we want to continue to fund an endless war in Ukraine? He will vote for yes. I will vote for no. Do we want more Green New Deal government spending on mandates and solar panels put on prime farmland? He'll vote yes. I'll vote no, Moreno said. So this is a campaign where there's been a lot of distractions. But ultimately, it does actually come down to putting these policies in place because we cannot have a repeat of 2017 and 18 in which President Trump had to fight Republicans just as much as he had to fight Democrats, Moreno added.